We want to go to God's Word tonight. I want you to turn with me, please, to Romans chapter 16. We're not going to keep you over this evening, but I do want to share with you some thoughts from this passage. This is in a continuing series that we have been doing in the book of Romans. And we've come now to the epilogue, if you want to call that, the final statement of the book of Romans. He basically finishes the book of Romans in verse 33 of chapter 15, but then continues to salute some of the believers there in Rome, 26 of them that are in Rome, and then one other, Phoebe, who is going to be the one who carries the letter to Rome. She's mentioned in the early verses of chapter 16 and again toward the end of the chapter. And we did through verse 2 last time and did an overview study of the chapter. And I want us to look just at three verses of Scripture tonight, verses 3 through 5 of Romans chapter 16. And the title of our brief message tonight is Three Primary Things God Wants Us to Know About Priscilla and Aquila. An interesting married couple that God called upon. They're mentioned seven times in the New Testament. Most of those times, five of the seven times, it's Priscilla and Aquila. The other two times, it's Aquila and Priscilla. Kind of an interesting duo that we find here. They were tent makers that the Apostle Paul had met in Corinth. And I want us to read these three verses, and then we're going to do a little background study, and then look at the three things very quickly tonight concerning these servants of the Lord. Verse 3, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaphras, who is the firstfruits of Achaia unto Christ." Let us pray. Father, we pray that You'd bless Your Word. Lord, we thank You for this wonderful couple who served Thee in many locations throughout Asia as a witness and testimony unto the gospel of Jesus Christ, as a helper of the Apostle Paul, to hosting house churches both in Rome and in Corinth, in Ephesus. Lord, we thank You, Father, for this wonderful couple. And we pray, dear Father, that we might take to heart the things that You share concerning them, for we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Paul met this couple in the city of Corinth on his second missionary journey. They were tent makers who had fled Rome in 49 AD when Claudius, the Roman leader there, said that all Jews were to leave the city of Rome. And so Priscilla and Aquila had fled, and they arrived in Greece, in Corinth, and there met the Apostle Paul in the trade of tent making. Evidently, they had set up perhaps a shop in Corinth, and the Apostle Paul, when he was there visiting and preaching, noticed their shop, went into them, introduced himself, and began to proclaim to them the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were wonderfully saved. And as a result, they became servants of the Lord as tent makers alongside of the Apostle Paul. Very interesting story, because this couple traveled all over Asia with Paul. They were willing to go wherever they were needed. And we're going to look at that as we consider their lives tonight. Now, Acts chapter 18 is the passage of Scripture that gives us a little more details about this couple. If you would turn there, please, Acts chapter 18. We're going to look at them, the witness of the Scripture concerning them. Look at the first three verses. "After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them, and behold, he was of the same craft. He abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers." And so they joined forces there. Paul used that to supplement his income as he traveled around and was able to be used of the Lord with that particular craft. And these two, Priscilla and Aquila, joined with him and traveled with him to the many places, opened a shop, opened their home, started a church in their home. What a testimony. There are three things that I want us to learn tonight from the testimony of this couple. And basically, I want to say this before we get into those three things, The reason that they were successful ministers of the gospel, successful assistants to the Apostle Paul, was because they had a great marriage. They had a great marriage. They could not have been the assistants that they were to the Apostle Paul if things weren't right at home. I want to say this with all clarity. Dads, husbands in the home, you have a responsibility to make sure that your marriage is right before God. That's your primary responsibility. If you're trying to do God's work outside the home and you're not taking care of God's work in the home, you will not be successful. Your home is going to end in failure, and it will take you down in the ministry. We could cite for you example after example after example where individuals tried to portray a ministry for Christ when their home life was not right. They weren't taking care of business at home. They weren't exalting the Lord Jesus Christ. They weren't taking care of their wife. They weren't ministering to their children. And as a result, they lost their ministry for Christ. God used Priscilla and Aquila in several locations around Asia because they had the right kind of marriage. God could depend upon them to be right with each other and right before Him, and therefore they could be used of God. God only uses clean vessels. God only uses vessels that are fit for His use. And so we know and can infer from this that this was a couple who had a great marriage. They could not have done what they did do for Christ had they not had the right kind of marriage. So husbands, I want to put the burden on you, because that's where the burden is placed in Ephesians chapter 5, where we are told that the husband is to love the wife even as Christ loves the church. So the Lord puts the onus upon the leader of the home, the husband. You better make sure and work on and prepare as a father, as a husband, to make sure that the home life is what it ought to be. And then God can take you and use you as He sees fit, and He will lead you and direct you into areas and avenues of opportunities that you would not have if you didn't have the right kind of marriage at home. So I want you to understand that the reason that they had an effective ministry is that they had a great marriage. And I think I can back that up with Scripture, as we're going to see. Number one, in our passage here in Romans 16, I want you to see that they were willing helpers. They were willing helpers. Everywhere they went, they were helpers. From making tents to proclaiming the Word of God, whatever they did, they turned it into ministry. They turned it into an opportunity. Do you and I do that? Paul says, these are my helpers in Christ Jesus. Interesting Greek word here. The word that's used here is the word for fellow worker. A worker alongside. A laborer alongside. I love this phrase that's used here. Wherever Paul was, they came alongside and assisted. If you ever had workers underneath you that you had to constantly stay on their case, all right, let's go, and they wouldn't do anything unless you told them every little detail about that? Well, Aquila and Priscilla were not like that. They were people that could see what needed to be done, and they were right there to assist and help. I'm sure Brother Mossman knows what it's like to have folks that come alongside and help there in the ministry, that you can depend upon, that you can trust in. I'm so thankful for our ministry here and the people that God has called together at Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School and Gospel Projects, people that have a heart for ministry. They were willing helpers. They were willing to serve, whether it was making a tent or planning for 40 or 50 people to be in their house on a given Sunday. They were ready to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the main purpose of their life, that Christ would be preeminent. All their work was for Him. Married couples, the greatest service that you have is God's service. And you need to take whatever opportunities lie before them and turn them into ministry. You can have a ministry in your neighborhood. You can be a blessing and help to the neighbors that are around you. Wherever they were at, they opened their home and they said, let's have a church here. Wouldn't that be a blessing to have those kind of people? A lot of people won't let God into their homes. They'll come here, but they won't let God go there. That's sad, is it not? What a testimony Aquila and Priscilla are as helpers. Number two, they were risk takers. In the New American Standard version of verse 4 there, it says, who have given their lives risking their own necks. Risking their own necks. What was amazing about Priscilla and Aquila was that they were risk takers. They put their necks on the block for Paul's ministry and life. The original language uses a word which comes from the Greek word hupotithemi, and it means to place under the axe of the executioner. In other words, they willingly went and they put their head on the block in behalf of the Apostle Paul. Now, we don't know when this took place. The Bible does not record the actual instance of this taking place, but somewhere along the line, they gave themselves to Paul and his ministry, which allowed Paul to escape or Paul to be able to continue on with his ministry. They were risk takers for Christ. Acts chapter 15 and verse 26 talks about the chosen men that went with Paul and Barnabas, and this is what is said about these men. Men who have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul basically said, I'm alive today because of this couple's actions in my behalf. Isn't it interesting today that we are seeing an increase in persecution of Christians, and yet, around the world, that is, and yet it seems like in America we're risk averse. If the numbers don't crunch, we don't do it. If something calls upon us to take some kind of risk, whether it's physically or monetarily or some other way, we withdraw. We pull in the tentacles. We're not willing to get stepped on. We're not willing to be persecuted. Christianity in America is risk averse. We do not wish to put ourselves out there to endure any kind of persecution, I'm afraid. If revival meant persecution, I wonder how many would want revival. Folks, in India right now, revival means persecution. In China, revival means bringing down the reign of the government upon there. Just this past week, there's been a series of busts that have taken place in China where home churches have been taken down. They arrested 200 at one church service on Wednesday of this past week. They arrested them and they threw the pastors in prison. They released the people and warned them, said, you show back up at this building again and you'll go back to prison. For revival to take place means persecution. It brings the attention of the government. And yet in America, we don't want to have the persecution. Christianity in America is worldly. That is, it filters life through the screen of what is acceptable with world systems. Most teens in churches across America will not take risks for Christ. They can't miss a text message without going into a rage. You think about how we live today. Oh, we get angry and upset. I missed a text message. And yet when an opportunity to witness for Christ slips by, do we have that rage? Or maybe an opportunity to take a stand for Christ. Someone is doing wrong and they invite you to participate with them and you have an opportunity at moment. You say, no, I won't do that. That will dishonor my Lord. Oh, you know, we just kind of cower and go with the group. But oh, how upset we get if something doesn't go our way or we miss a call or we miss a text message. Something's wrong. We're worldly. That's what's wrong. I'm an observer. I watch people with their technology and I see the rudeness which is coarsening our churches today because people are so into their little worlds of instant communication that they don't have time for real conversation. I mean, just conversing. They don't know who's sick in the church because they're talking to somebody else somewhere else, which is fun and interesting. But when it happens to be somebody in the church, they don't have time because they don't communicate in the realms that they communicate in. That's sad to me. That's sad to me. We have a responsibility to know and to be concerned about. Take some risks. Take some risks. We are out of balance with Christ, I'm afraid. Christ should be all in all. yet he is not, because we do not have time for him. Take a risk? Oh, not me. Some would not take 5 minutes to be with Christ, much more to take a risk for him. Examine your heart tonight. How much time did you spend with the Lord this week? How much time did you spend in His Word? And then take that and compare that to how much time you spent with your technology. How much time you spent in front of the television set. How much time you spent in front of a computer screen. Unrelated to Christ. And then weigh the two. How does it come out? Aquila and Priscilla, they were in a different world of thought. They were willing to risk their lives for the Apostle Paul. And thirdly, in verse 4, they were willing sojourners for God, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but notice this please, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Now get that. All the churches of the Gentiles have benefited from a married couple whose names are Aquila and Priscilla. Aquila was originally from Pontus in northern Turkey. We find that he and his wife moved to Rome. Persecution happened there. They were removed in 49 AD. They go over to Corinth. They meet the Apostle Paul and they're joined with him. In Acts chapter 18, at the end of the chapter, we find that they're in Ephesus. They plant a home church in Ephesus. After spending 18 months with Paul in Corinth, they go to another church, and then we find them later on back in Rome when the letter to the Romans is written in 54 AD. That's a lot of moving. You know, Priscilla didn't have time to have the nice things of life. She was moving. She was having to go here and go there, all in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we get connected to our things, don't we? We get connected to our house. We get connected to our things, and this is what I do at this time of the year, and this is what I do at that time. Can God interrupt those plans for just a moment? And could He put His finger upon your life and say, this is what I want to do? Brother Frank McCullum went to be with the Lord last week, 75 years old. The Lord put His finger on his life and said, listen, I want you to be back involved in missions. Retired. They rented a home, rented an apartment actually, up in Ohio. And they said, all right, yes, Lord, we'll do that. The Lord used him with Gospel Flights Missionary as an A&P, working on aircraft. Can the Lord touch your life like He did Brother McCullum? And say, I need you here. I need you there. Oh no, Lord, I'm rooted now. I'm set in my spot. This is where I'm going to be. You see, Aquila and Priscilla were sojourners for God. Wherever He said to go, I'll go. And back then, they didn't have jets. They had to go on slow boats, and they had to go over land, and yet God was able to direct them. Let me say this, please. Let's ask God to give us some Aquilas and Priscillas that He can just put His finger on and say, I need you in Corinth. He raised up Claudius to bring about persecution of the Jews, to take them over to Corinth so that they might meet the Apostle Paul, so that they might meet the Lord, so that they might be used of God in mission endeavors in Corinth, Ephesus, and in Rome. And as a result, verse 4 was written of them, all the churches of the Gentiles were blessed as a result of their ministry. God help us to be open and receptive to the Lord. Let's not let this world and its culture and its thinking cloud our vision of the Lord and keep us from doing what He wants us to do. God help us to be like Aquila and Priscilla. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank You tonight for the wonderful example. We thank You, Father, for the example of the Mossmans, a couple willing to go and take their place on a mission field far away from home. 16 hours to fly to Cameroon, West Africa. Willing to serve Thee, willing to learn a new language, willing to be used of Thee. Father, we thank You for the Mossmans tonight. We thank You, Father, for the witness and testimony of Aquila and Priscilla. Oh, what a mighty couple they were in first century Christianity. A testimony to us tonight. Lord, we're so engrossed in our culture, we're so engrossed in the world today and in our technology that sometimes we can't see the the woods for the trees. Pray, dear Heavenly Father, that You would help us to get our eyes back on Thee. Lord, we want to be open and receptive to Your leading and guiding in our lives. Sometimes it may mean being uprooted from that which is comfortable. Sometimes it may be going in directions that we never thought we would go and learning things that we never thought we would learn. But Lord, if we're open and receptive to do Thy will, then You can take us and lead us and direct us. Father, I pray that You would raise up some Aquila and Priscillas from Grace Bible Church to take their place in Christian service wherever You want them to be. For we ask these things in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.